Now, back to the Pete McMurray Show.
Food truck teams, welcome back to the Great Food Truck Race.
Love me some food trucks. I love eating from food trucks. Food truck lovers, you need to check this out. The Food Network's The Great Food Truck Race, David versus Goliath, hosted by Tyler Florence. And he joins us now, and he joins us on Zoom, Lisa, and he's wearing a very slimming black.
Well, you know, he's used to being on camera. He knows what works.
There you go. You know, you got to know your good side, and you got to know what looks good on you. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What is it with food trucks that gets people so excited? They go crazy.
It looks like a carnival on the street. I think people get really, really excited about, you know, something that kind of feels fun and yummy. People love grab-and-go food. You know, we've been doing the show for 14 years now.
No.
This is season 16. We started in 2010. And it's just been this cultural revolution that I think was a tiny niche. Now it's a whole section of our segment of the food industry. And it's just so exciting to watch this grow and continue to grow and become more exciting year after year.
Aren't food trucks great? Because, you know, so much of fine dining intimidates people. But a food truck feels very welcoming. You are not scared to go to a food truck and order something that maybe you've never tried. Maybe you've never had a curry, but you'll order it from a food truck.
It sounds interesting, especially if you get a couple of them together at like an event downtown on the weekends. It really kind of feels like a carnival, which is super fun. And I think often, you know, some of the most innovative food in a city found off of a food truck because, like, what do they got to lose, right? You know, where a brick and mortar restaurant, it's, you know, it needs to be really calculated. It costs $4.5, $5, $6, $10 million to open. So sometimes like a food truck, they feel like they could be super risky or edgy or interesting, especially with like smash ups, like a sushi burrito makes a sushi rito, and you got to find these like kind of really innovative.
I'll take it.
Right. It sounds delicious. You know, sushi rice in a burrito wrap with tuna. Like it sounds fantastic. So you got to get these like really innovative, edgy, you know, food combinations off the food truck because they feel like that's the experimental phase of what they're doing.
So the deal with this iteration of the show is now that you've been around for 14 seasons, you have people in the food truck industry who are legends. Who people revere and admire as much as they do Michelin star chefs. And so now you're pitting them against newcomers. Do I have this right?
So this season, you know, trying to find a fresh take on a classic that everyone really loves, you know, because we have a handful of shows we still, you know, haven't done yet or themes for the seasons that we haven't done yet. You know, this one was really kind of fun because we always felt there was a, you know, the food truck industry versus people who haven't run a food truck before. And that's normally the theme of the show, you know, giving away $50,000 for people who want to start their food truck career. And we always have like people who are ballers in their particular segment or industry, but they want to branch out, do their own thing. So now we're seeing, okay, let's just see what you guys can do up against professional food trucks. So we decided to, you know, kind of pair. We had 9 teams, which is a long season. So normally we have 8. We had 9 seasons, which is 8 episodes with a winner. And we had 5 rookie teams going up against 4 professional food truck teams. And it was really, really interesting because like sometimes the professional teams, as slick as they were, as polished as they were, they were really kind of stuck in their own lane doing their own thing versus the people who didn't really know how to fail the wrong way. They were like, okay, let's just take some risks and do something really kind of cool. So listen, if you love business, if you own your own business, this is a rock and roll business show. You know, it's always the number one show on the Food Network every summer. I've had an absolute blast, you know, being like the mayor of food truck town for the last like 14 years and you are going to have so much fun watching this particular season and you are going to have so much fun kind of with your new summertime guilty pleasure.
Food trucks make people
happy.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. What about the movie Chef with Jon Favreau? Did that put food trucks on the map? Seriously, I love that movie. I've seen it probably a half a dozen times. It's so good.
You know, I think that was a big pivot in the industry as far as like the awareness of it, right? That was an amazing movie. It really depicted, I think, what life is like on a food truck and also I think glamorized it and kind of gave it a face in a lot of ways. But this industry has kind of been around for a while now. And what I love, you know, our position on the show so much. And I love the Great Food Truck Race because, like I said, we've been doing this since 2010. And right now there are 47,000 active food trucks in America. And I feel like in a lot of ways we did that, right? We've shown year after year that if you really kind of hustle, you can put six figures plus in your pocket, there's a really good opportunity for you to launch your food brand, your restaurant concept in a way that feels relatively benign, that you can kind of go out there and like risk it all and not really risk everything. So I think in a lot of ways, between, you know, the fame of the Great Food Truck Race and then the add-ons like that amazing movie with Jon Favreau, I think the industry has become beloved in so many different ways. And it's coast to coast. You can roll into any city and like the food truck industry is alive and thriving and vibrant.
100%.
And you're going to get some edgy kind of cool, fun food, which is great.
I went to LA, I don't know how many years ago, and I saw food trucks for the first time. I'm like, oh my God. This is the greatest thing. Sure, we were half in the bag at 10:30 at night, but it was like
the best
park.
Time to stumble upon a food truck, in my humble opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know anything about food trucks, and I didn't realize that the food truck originated in L.A. Is that right?
Yeah. L.A. and New York City, it was kind of like popping up at the same time. And, you know, the origins of the food truck, especially kind of going back to 2010, because I remember when we launched the show, we were in Times Square with Good Morning America. And I remember one of the hosts sort of saying food trucks. I would never eat off of a food truck because it was like that.
They think it's dirty or like you don't trust that it has like the standards of the health commission or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It was like that.
Joke's on you. It's delicious and affordable.
Well, it's delicious, affordable. And now, you know, 14 years later, 16 seasons later, I think we have kind of introduced America to, you know, what is American street food culture? Because, you know, there are food trucks, of course, all over the world, but it seems like a uniquely American fun thing that you can kind of get to look forward to in cities. I was in Los Angeles, you know, I spent a lot of time in LA. I'm in California. And my 16-year-old son came to set with me for about a week. So we're in LA kind of running around. And he and I, for dinner one night, got in our car and went down and hunted down the best food truck in L.A. as like a dinner option, just because like I follow them on social media. Their special looked amazing. I think they had like, you know, like bone marrow tacos or some kind of interesting something or other. I'm in. And then we saw like, this is what we're doing tonight. So we hopped in the car, drove 30 minutes. They were in front of some park in like, you know, West LA, somewhere.
Right.
And we just had a ball. And so this is the kind of fun thing about the show. So now you're going to get to know the people. You're going to get to, you know, watch this really kind of fun competition. There's somebody for everybody. We always like to say there's going to be breakdowns and then there's breakdowns. You're going to watch.
So there's meltdowns and melted cheese. There's both.
Yeah, emotionally and gooey, yummy stuff. So the, you know, you're going to get a chance to watch nine teams go head to head for a chance at $50,000 and like food truck fame and glory. And it's always an amazing opportunity to kind of connect not only with the folks that are on the show, but also the folks in LA that come out and really kind of support the Great Food Truck Race when production there.
It's on
Food Network. I know. Yeah. It's
I am so hungry right now. Tyler, what's your story? Did you grow up cooking? Were you always into cooking? What's your story?
I mean, he's a famous chef. What do you mean? What's his story? Go on Wikipedia. Why does he have to tell you his credentials?
I grew up with a mother that cooked all the time. And still to this day, my mother is the greatest cook ever on the planet. Did you grow up with a family like that? Did you have that? That's what I meant. I understand. Yeah,
it sounded like you realized his stature.
No, I got you. I got you, brother. I got you.
Well, thank you.
No, when you grow up around food, it's like, oh, it's comfort. It's loving. And you want to, you know, you embrace that.
Yeah. So I'm in San Francisco. So I've got three restaurants in San Francisco, about to be five. We're growing pretty quickly. And, you know, I've been cooking professionally for 30 years, 30 plus years. I've written 17 cookbooks.
So there was no other path for you.
And so, but I grew up in the South. I grew up in South Carolina. So you know, really good fried chicken and collard greens cooking down in a pot all day long.
Yeah.
And
complex
and great, like, coastal food. really, really yummy, a traditional American Southern flavors. You know, that's my root stock. As a matter of fact, we have fried chicken on the menu at Wayfair Tavern, our signature, our flagship restaurant in San Francisco.
Right.
And
right.
So those are the flavors I grew up with. And those are the flavors that are still near and dear to my heart. We're doing a barbecue pop-up at my steakhouse called Miller and Lux, which is also in San Francisco, this summer, starting in about 2 weeks. And so those are the flavors I love and I grew up with. And then I kind of carried on to culinary school. I went to culinary school and restaurant business school, and then moved to New York City when I was, 21 years old back in the early 90s. And that's where, Food Network and I found each other back in 1996. So it's been a minute. Gosh.
Wow.
And, magic time, though, to find Food Network when it was really kind of
on its way
figuring out who it was itself.
Because Food Network started in 1993. I joined in 1996. It was me and Mink Tsai and Emeril Lagasse and Bobby Flay and Sarah Moulton. And
the OG team.
The OG team. So I was kind of original cast of the OG team. And the only person that's been on the network longer than me right now is Bobby. And so he's a dear friend of mine. And so we just love the fact that we've been a part of this cultural revolution in America to ignite kind of like that inner chef, that inner passion with so many people. And now the Food Network family has grown, much, much larger, and we're everywhere now, which is wonderful. There's always somebody for everybody on Food Network. Whatever kind of food you're into, whatever kind of host you gravitate towards, you're going to find some great programming and some really great inspiration for you to make better food for your friends and family this weekend, for sure. And that's always been the promise for the network, which is wonderful. But then once you kind of get into like really kind of fun programming, like the Great Food Truck Race, like this is like an adventure that we're going on.
Right.
And the show is hard to shoot. I mean, with 75 crew plus another 30 cast members, like we're kind of running around taking over city blocks. And
you're
so
filming in tight quarters. If you're filming inside the trucks, there's barely enough room for the staff to be in the trucks making food, let alone a camera crew. So you must be putting a lot of stuff in there that's stationary.
So we use a lot of GoPros. We use Sony has
makes
all these like, fantastic cameras. Yeah. Well, I think we get a different perspective because you lose the fact that there's a camera in there. And also the quality of those cameras are definitely broadcasts with kind of an interesting edge to it. But then also you mix that in with, super gorgeous Sony cameras that look amazing too. But the meat of it is really just the human drama that you're going to get a chance to watch, because like people literally put everything on the line for the show.
The Great Food Truck Race. Check it out Sunday night on the Food Network. Tyler Florence, really a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking the time.
My absolute pleasure. Great hanging out with you guys. I'll see you guys soon.
Love it. Let's eat.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.